Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, Hallelujah! Yes, well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters, and a blessed Passover. A blessed Passover and a blessed be the days, upcoming days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto you all. And may it be unleavened bread that we all partake of. My brothers and sisters, I have today a very important message. I say to you again, a very important message. A message of a kind, my brothers and sisters, that few have been willing to speak. A message that few, my brothers and sisters, have been all things been willing to hear. But nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, nevertheless, the truth is that this message must be heard and will be counted a blessed one to hear for all those who are faithful unto the Most High, having the most humble and diligent souls. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that the hearts of men be inclined to hear what for a long time has not been heard. The hearts of men be inclined to hear what for a long time those who are more concerned with congregational numbers have not been willing to hear. Most High has told me indeed, my brothers and sisters, Most High has told me, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, indeed, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But the truth of the matter, yes, indeed, the truth of the matter is as it was prophesied. I call attention to Psalms 2, the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the kings, the various rulers, pastors, presidents, prime ministers, bishops, across this world in their various nations, denominations, camps, whatever they call themselves. My brothers and sisters, I will tell you now that the prophecies foretold what has occurred. They have all worked after partial standards. I said they've all worked after partial standards. Standards polluted after personal objectives and ambitions. I said all, my brothers and sisters. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, where it says all repetitively, talking about Isaiah 56, particularly I could talk about Isaiah 55 and 7 through 56, particularly 9 through the 57th chapter, 14th verse. All the rulers of the earth, my brothers and sisters, those who men have esteemed after their varying status quos, have all taught doctrines far less than the Most High has already foreordained that Messiah in his appearing must decree again. All the rulers of this earth have divided mankind, even this whole earth, against the truth of its maker. Sounds like an unusual statement. I would just simply ask the question, what has divided the conscience of men against the pure, perfect will of him who is eternally one? Did mankind, after the multitude of his variant rulerships in this earth, has man forgotten his purpose? Has man forgotten that the Most High has always intended, I said that the Most High has always intended, that his people, even humanity as a whole, must eventually awaken to a complete, full restoration of allegiance. The restoration of what is a covenant agreement and promise. And man must realize that mankind was created an anointed being. Mankind was created initially an anointed being, granted as Genesis 2 and 7 would declare. After the Spirit of the Most High, that all should what? Indeed, my brothers and sisters, that all, I repeat, all must learn how to resonate in one mind. That all must, my brothers and sisters, learn to resonate in one mind after only, ultimately only, the thoughts of our Maker. Man was not created to be the habitation of an unclean spirit. But my brothers and sisters, since the time of the garden, man being tempted and finally beguiled to trust against the word of the Most High. Most High who told mankind that the day he sins, he shall surely die, i.e., the day that men's thoughts become corrupt, Genesis 6, 5 through 6, Most High became utmost provoked. It grieved him in his heart that man's thoughts had become evil. How about deviant? Turned aside from initial intent continually. Man becoming so proud after his own ideals. his own imaginations. And the Most High is not per se God of men's imaginations. He eternally is as he is. Exodus 7 and 14. He is the great I am that he is. Or as he says, he's the great I am that I am. Not as men as imagine. But men, my brothers and sisters, once turned away from the truth, believing that man could still serve his purpose after errant thoughts. And trust me, every errant thought is sin. It's definitely not righteousness. It's definitely not what is good. Errant thoughts, my brothers and sisters, and men, errant ideals that men have upheld are definitely not the gospel, if you will, or that good and sure message that is agreement with the Most High. A lot of bad messages, my brothers and sisters, have gone around. The gospel is called the good tidings, but it means the sure message that is agreed with the Most High. False prophets, my brothers and sisters, teach many false ideals. I said false prophets have taught many false ideals. And the end result, I said the end result, my brothers and sisters, has been a pack of lies that must, I said, my brothers and sisters, must be overcome. And that is the only, I repeat, the only chance that man has at being restored to holiness. Let me repeat that. That is the only chance that man has of being restored unto holiness, being restored unto the thoughts and ideals of the Most High himself. For without question, my brothers and sisters, I say without question, no doubt about it, man has created for himself many false ideals, standards that cater to his fleshly rather than catering to his purpose after divine conscience. Frankly, the society we live in today, the society we live in as a whole, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, the society we live in as a whole, not seeking the Most High according to his purpose, not seeking the Most High for man attaining again, being restored to mind to his purpose. Man, my brothers and sisters, not being true to initial foundation. I said man not being true to initial foundation, nor eventual, what is Most High foreordained and promised as an eventuality, has left men to take every word the Most High has declared upon faulty foundations without promised expectation, to just about twist everything in the scriptures that men have an opportunity to read. Therefore, not grasping, I repeat, not grasping what from beginning was divine intent. And what is it written? In the beginning. From the beginning is the word, even the promise of life. And that word, my brothers and sisters, with the Most High is eternal. I said that word with the Most High, agreed with the Most High. That word is eternal. It does not change. That which the Most High declared from the beginning is an eternal promise. I find it amazing that so many, my brothers and sisters, that so many want to believe there are two covenants. No, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, since that which was declared from the beginning, I said, since that which was declared from the beginning is eternal, it means, my brothers and sisters, that the only covenant that has ever been declared of the Most High is unto the restoration of mankind, and first, the restoration of Israel as a holy nation. You need to look at Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, some of the shows I've done previously. Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 30 through 31. This, to discern, my brothers and sisters, to know, my brothers and sisters, that since the only covenant the Most High declared as a covenant with mankind who would seek all his pure, perfect will as the children of Abraham must. Talking about Genesis 17:1-9. The only covenant, my brothers and sisters, is that we must seek all the pure, perfect will of the Most High unto the remembrance of all that he has declared. Isaiah 46:8-13 says that it is sin if we do not bring this promise, this ancient promise, to remembrance. The promise, my brothers and sisters, that the nations have despised. The promise that a pure, perfect truth will eradicate and put to an end. I said the promise, my brothers and sisters, that the pure, perfect truth restored will put to an end all worldly divisions, will put to an end all worldly divisions, will put to an end, even, my brothers and sisters, all false institutionality, all nations, denominations that have not been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. I want you to understand this then, my brothers and sisters. True faith in Yah, true faith in his Messiah, has always been true to the expectation that, as it is written, as unto the honor of the Most High, it is written concerning Messiah, unto the honor of his Father, unto him every knee, I said every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. What does that mean? It means that beyond all the rulers of the earth, him whom the Most High has surnamed by his name, please look at Isaiah 48:49-50 sometime. It talks about, though our people have been misled, have lied, Most High will end all this confusion. One must come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, that they made mention of my name. First, to bring back Israel beyond the vanities of this earth. Compared to Isaiah 45 sometime. Will bring back Israel beyond all the misconceits of the nations, to bring back a people who at first were never prepared to understand his word, Isaiah 28, Isaiah 51-10, comparing it to Zephaniah. Oh, I want to talk about all these things. Zephaniah 2:15-3:6-13-20. Speaking of Messiah returning to a people who would not even recognize that his word is that good, full, complete message that all must hear to agree. I will simply say this, my brothers and sisters, to put it in a nutshell. Polytheists, those who would preserve the multitude of divisions that exist in the earth, have never considered it a good tiding, true and sure message. They have never considered it a message of righteousness, that the Most High to establish his holy kingdom in the earth. I said that the Most High to establish his holy kingdom in the earth, I repeat, must put an end to all subverting false allegiances that exist in this world. That may sound like a shock to you, but that message, my brothers and sisters, is a message that polytheist heathen who want to have many concepts of deity have never, ever desired. Let me repeat that again, my brothers and sisters. Those in this world who would have a world to remain confused, that they might continually say that they worship the Most High, but at the same time they say they worship the Most High, they just simply want the people to remain in bondage to themselves. I call them the wickedest of all, Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I count them the wickedest of all. And that what they have done is call upon the name of the Most High, compelled others to call upon the name of the Most High. But only that, my brothers and sisters, the people be blinded, bound in prison houses, they call it churches, that were never devout unto only the pure, perfect will of Yah. And that's what a church is supposed to do. A church is supposed to be a haven for seeking beyond all worldliness. But you got 47,000 denominations out there. My brothers and sisters, there have been much imputation of lies. These have not been true churches, true to what even the word church means and from whence it has been derived. 47,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, denominations mean that there's time, must come a time to get the leaven out, to get all the spoilage out, to get the effects of the world out from the minds of our people. My brothers and sisters, please, I know this is not a message that everyone wants to hear. Not many would call it a comforting message. Not many would call it a message after which they can, well, those who seek to be flattered won't like it. But I tell you again, my brothers and sisters, a prophet is called to speak what others would not. I repeat, a prophet is called to speak what others would not, to see past the anomalies, the differences that this world has trusted. There have been obstacles against the awakening of our understanding. Ephesians, third chapter, 3:16, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, comprehending with all the saints with the height, depth, and breadth. That is the duty of a true prophet or apostle, to after the spirit that teaches all things, John, Yohanan, 16:12-16, to speak what others would not, to work to raise the conscience of men. I said to work to raise the conscience of men is the duty of one the Most High would call, that men be redeemed past the variant false doctrines, flaw, misconceits of man, that a people, my brothers and sisters, be truly delivered. No less than that, my brothers and sisters, is acceptable unto a holy kingdom. I repeat, no less than that is acceptable unto a holy kingdom. But we live in a society today, my brothers and sisters, the men have been blinded by what they see. And what they see after carnalized and he has become their God. Isaiah. Isaiah in the, what is that? Isaiah 11th chapter. He will not judge of what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. And with the breath of his lips shall he slay, destroy every lawless standard. You have to remember, my brothers and sisters, from the garden, man be enticed by what he sees with his eyes, not seeking to judge a thing by its character and ultimate purpose unto the Most High, has caused man to betray what spiritual eyes must see. Isaiah 64:1-9. Oh, if you will come down and melt the mountains. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Start speaking about, oh, if the Most High would come and expose all the barriers of all the nations that have blinded the minds not to discern his truth. All the men, my brothers and sisters, would see beyond all the barriers of all their rulers, and it is false rule, false law that must be abolished, that the true law, the conscience of the Most High, be seen. Time to know it, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you now, it's time to know it. Isaiah 64 says, because men have judged after the various ideas of their rulers, who divide the world after their various nations, denominations and camps. eyes have not seen, ears have not fully heard, what is fully honorable, what is fully glorious, honorable before Yah. Concerning that which Yah has planned, have not seen fully his plan, have not seen fully what Yah has planned for those who, and I speak a word, my brothers and sisters, that's only ultimately for the most humble and diligent soul. Not everyone will comprehend this. Not everyone will want to comprehend it. I said before, my brothers and sisters, the true faith was not about man establishing for himself a false concept of Messiah that would cater to all the varying ideals of the nations. Yes, the gospel went forth to the Gentile, but that did not mean, does not mean by any means that the varying Gentile nations have conformed to the will of one. When Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he declared, baptizing, purging them, getting the leaven out, my brothers and sisters, according to everything that he has declared. That is not what has been done in this world. I repeat, that is not what has been done in this world. Men instead, even during the midst of their holy days, have preserved some of every lie, every misrepresentation, every form of provocation and temptation as it was in the wilderness. And my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures talk about that in Ezekiel, Ezekiel 20th chapter, some texts is called the provocation of the wilderness in the wilderness. Some texts call it the temptation in the wilderness. Man being tempted to walk after his own ways, and the Most High said, set aside a consecrated time. Thoughts alone should be entertained. Let men prepare for a holy kingdom. Well, my brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves a question. Has that been what man has done today? Or has man cast before the eyes of all, men making fools of men? Have men cast before everywhere, my brothers and sisters, before their eyes, that which so often has distracted them from seeing beyond the veils? Boy, I can just sit back. What happened to all the old message music, for instance, that made people think? I personally think it was a scheme when disco, oh Lord have mercy, came in, and they would repeat the same old shake your rump to the funk messages for 5 minutes, no changes hardly. When I say changes, in other words, music we had, oh boy, some of you know what I'm talking about. There used to be A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, F, G songs. A whole lot of different styles of messages and changes in the music, choruses, and oh my goodness. What happened to all that that made us think? Even the music, my brothers and sisters, has turned man toward all kind of instabilities. But the scriptures tell us what most have not been inclined to hear. Isaiah 40. Comfort ye, O my people. Let us come together as one. Isaiah 34, talking about who shall survive everlasting burnings. In other words, the wrath that is to come. Who will see beyond the illusions, those who shut their eyes that they may not see the result of a deviant, fallen conscience? Comfort ye, come together, think together as one mind, O my people, beyond all the illusions. That we may see eye to eye, see all things together with one mind, O my brothers and sisters. Isaiah, first chapter. Most High is not delighted. I repeat, has not been delighted in what many of us have called his holy days and feasts, because men have not kept them in a manner pure after
divine intent, have not sought beyond personal ideas, personal opinions, personal agendas, to reason together. It says, come, let us reason together. Let us reason together and seek the whole truth as one, discerning not only what is written, but the reason why. To know what is said and not to know why it was said is missed the point. And my brothers and sisters, the divisions are a result of man having flown his arrows errantly, missed the target. The words of the Most High were always, my brothers and sisters, to raise the conscience of men beyond what is ordinary to men. The words of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, have always been to raise human conscience beyond an entire world fallen conscience. What else do we expect the words of the Most High to do? I repeat, what else do we expect the words of the Most High, the greatest conscience, highest conscience in all the universe? What else do we expect that conscience to do? Do we expect it to preserve the contradictions of man? Or do we expect, according to 1 Corinthians 1:10, that in the name unto the honor of the Most High as he is, we must all speak the same thing with the same understanding, striving together, my brothers and sisters, that there be no divisions amongst us. And if we be in any way divided, not agreed, it says that we are worldly. What is the law of this world versus the law of the Most High? The law of the Most High is that all things must ultimately conform purely unto the mind of the Maker. Earth not being divided after many variant ideals and of misrule. The law of this world, my brothers and sisters, is that men desire to establish their own variant ideals against the mind of the Maker. Let me repeat that. The law, the flaw, the false law, the false rule, the foolishness. Oh, yeah, we keep on coming back with those same letters. The foolishness of this world, the deception of this world, deceiving men not to perceive all they need to receive. The false rule, the snares of this world, have had every intent that men trust in shallow-minded, short-sighted standards, not seeking the fullness of all that is divinely decreed. Messiah said that the utmost commandment of all, Mark 12:29-31, the utmost commandment of all, is we must, knowing that the Most High is one, agreed in all that he is, does not deny himself, we must all seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, that nothing within us be an obstacle, that nothing within even ourselves be a distraction, that nothing emanate from our minds, not stayed upon him, would impede our progress toward discerning fully all the Most High has intended for us. That is a duty of those who are sworn unto the name of him who is, or whose name also means he is all in everything that he is and nothing that he is not. Men, my brothers and sisters, not understanding that plan, have taken so much of what the Most High has intended and perverted it, twisted it. And men are oftentimes distracted after vanity. What is vanity? The word for vanity is also the word for idolatry. Men have been tricked unto being something less than fully diligent and have been neglectful. That they have established fallen standards that have been an obstacle against men being raised in conscience unto anything that is higher. Most High told me that all that's required to make or preserve a devil. I said that all that is required to make or preserve a devil is that any man, I repeat, not seek the Most High true to all that he is. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, all that is necessary to make or preserve a devil, deviation, evil being deviation apart from the perfect state, all that's required to make or preserve a devil, an obstacle against the perfecting of human conscience according to divine will, is for any man not to seek the Most High enough. Because again, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is all in everything that he is. All he is true to all he is. In fact, my brothers and sisters, true to all his that is his word. All that is his name, that is like signing a contract. Every word upon it must be brought to bear. All that's required that men, my brothers and sisters, fall into snares, fall into sin, fall after divisions, fall after misallegiances. All that is required, my brothers and sisters, for men to fall after such, that they become after their trust. So many of my brothers and sisters just looking for fatal flatteries. All that's required for men to fall short of what is divine intent is for men not to seek the Most High enough. Scriptures tell us over and over again that it's not considered ourselves so wise or sufficiently wise before the time. Isaiah 28 says the same. Let's not consider ourselves so sufficiently wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. Wow. 1 Corinthians, you talk about 3:14 through 17 through 4 and 5. Since the thoughts of men, not considered of all things, is vanity. Wow. Wow. Meaning it does not accomplish all that is divinely intended. Shocking, my brothers and sisters. I said shocking, but true. Shocking, but true. Shall the Most High be pleased with a multitude of varying standards that never accomplish the fullness of his will? Shall man be pleased, my brothers and sisters, with men who say they represent him, but are false prophets, and that they don't speak the fullness of a word necessary that men might know him? The end result, my brothers and sisters, men have balked at the men who would have you to know them. Misrepresentation, misadministration. I'd like to call attention for a minute before I go on to the scriptures I'm talking about in Isaiah 40 to show how men have refused what is true to the faith. Matthias, 7th chapter, they call Matthew, some people want to call it after a Greek rendering, ask the question, ultimately, should we, if we want to help one another, I repeat, if we are to help one another, if we have blinders in our own eyes, should we not first seek to remove them before we seek to get the mote, the twig, the stick, the splinter out of our brother's eye? If we don't remove first the misconceits that in our own minds we might put out his eyes. The scriptures are actually telling us, my brothers and sisters, when it says, judge not that you be not judged, it says don't judge by partial standards. Don't judge after standards that would impede men getting to know the Most High as he is. When you talk about good and bad fruit, it's talking about whether it matures unto the purpose of the planter. I repeat, it talks about whether that fruit that is brought forth is matured according to its purpose. A bad tree will always drop the fruit before it is ripe. A good tree, my brothers and sisters, even a good shepherd, would seek my brothers and sisters to nourish his flock. According to all the Most High requires that men might be delivered unto him. But my brothers and sisters, that has not been what has been common in this earth. I repeat, that has not been what has been common in this earth. How is it that men just presume in a world where men have fallen short of the agreement? How is it that men have assumed in a world that has not been true to the agreement, the eternal agreement, where our people have not been one? We say, we call upon the name of him who is one, him who is holy, him who is true to his word, unadulterated forever. Men say as they call upon him, and that they are his people. How can a people, my brothers and sisters, that are true and holy, pure, perfected after the will of one, how should there be divisions amongst them? Unless, let's just put it this way, someone has sown tares in the midst of the wheat field. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the both have grown together. But did it not also tell us that the day will come that the weeds, per se, will be taken away when it is discerned what fully they are, that the weeds will be taken away and that the wheat will be gathered into the barns? My brothers and sisters, in the course of maturation, it's not always determined easily what a thing will become. Messiah said, let them both grow together. But my brothers and sisters, the day of decision comes. And all things will be manifest as they are. And it will be discerned who it is, my brothers and sisters, who seeks that fullness of a word, that like a sharp two-edged sword, I said it will be discerned who is true to that fullness of a word, that will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. And it's whether or not we want that whole word that will determine, and we look closely at such scriptures as Hebrews 4 and 2 through 12. It's whether or not we want that whole word that is the true word of peace, perfect word for peace, offering one choice that is the per se gospel, they say. They put down that word in English anyway. It will determine whether we want that peace, whether we want that agreement. We want that salvation or healing beyond every lie or not. But there are those who totally misinterpret Hebrews 4 and 2. It says the gospel was preached by Moshe. Moses. 1 Corinthians 1, how about 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 5 says Moshe, when he did, brought the people out of Egypt, it was the rock that is Messiah, the solid foundation of the Messiah that they walked under, to be baptized and purged beyond the misconceits of this world. But sadly, my brothers and sisters, for a long time, men have sat down to feast and rose up to quarrel because what they partook of was has not been the unleavened pure bread, the good message. That is devoid of every evil, false, partial tiding, testimony. Is it a good tiding? The word for good in Hebrew also relates to what is pure and complete. It is a good tiding when men always speak what is not enough for men to discern fully together, what is rational, what is reasoning, what is true, what is righteous. Most have told me that he calls a prophet to speak what others would not. And I know there are those who would walk around and simply say, well, the pastor just didn't teach it to us. Well, hey, the Shema command, knowing that the Most High is one, demands that we all have a duty to seek the whole truth, that we do reason together as one, and that nothing the Most High has declared be lost. That we preserve throughout all generations, as it said concerning his memorial. I mean, Leviticus 23. That we preserve throughout all generations that pure, perfect word of truth. And I repeat again, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High declared is an eventuation in this world, that all be subject to the will of one, That eventuation, my brothers and sisters, I repeat again, demand that we get the leaven out if we're going to be have a true Passover, a true deliverance beyond all that would blind, deceive our minds. But what I see, my brothers and sisters, is a pitiful cry and shame. The other day, I want to get back to Isaiah 40, but the other day the Most High told me something. It seems shocking, but for those of you who are familiar with scriptures, such scriptures as Isaiah 65, Isaiah 59, Isaiah 41, Micah 7, Hosea. Oh, yeah, all this be in the archives. Go back and listen to it again. Hosea 7 through 8. Hosea 9. So many scriptures. Do we not forget, my brothers and sisters, that all prophecy, Jude, book of Jude, Yehuda, also said things would get worse and worse. Man more and more depraved. Messiah himself even prophesied the rise of false prophets once they destroyed the meeting place for the unity of the faith that was Jerusalem. Wow. How much prophecy speaks of how in the last days, my brothers and sisters, just how depravedly far from true divine conscience mankind has become. But everybody wants to exalt themselves where they are. My brothers and sisters, how many of us are prepared for him who must reprove all mankind? I talked about Hosea 4. Oh, excuse me. Let's go back to talking a little bit about Hosea 4. But that scripture is actually saying, at the end of the day, man is confused for lack of knowledge, and the rulers are responsible. Wow. Rulers wouldn't have you to know that. Rulers are responsible for keeping the people fatally flattered that they don't seek the whole truth that is necessary that we all be one. Over the course of ages, amongst nations already unfamiliar with the word, what do we think has happened? It says, light is coming to the world, but men have loved darkness more than light. It's those who believe in him that have an opportunity unto eternal life. A brother and sister's attained word is not eternal. Talk about Yohanan 3:14-3:21. The scriptures over and over again say that in the last days, sometimes like you say, it's darkest before the dawn. The scriptures repeat again and again about what is the depraved standard of our people. Love of men, the covenant, men's covenant love has grown cold after false prophets, falling short testimony, false, foolish, failing testimony. That men have not agreed after the will of one, but desiring to call themselves saved, made whole. Saved also means agreed after the will of one. Men have not oftentimes desired to hear the exceeding, more excellent word. Oh, I wish I had time to talk about Isaiah 28. Talk about Messiah bringing a word, line upon line, precept upon precept, relating to levels of understanding that men oftentimes have not exercised themselves to understand well enough. Some text says he will speak in a stammering voice. Some of my brothers and sisters, they told it right. They were telling him, but they say he would give a message that is not easy for everybody to understand because they don't have the foundation. Therefore, I lay in Zion a tri-stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation that he who believes, understands, comprehends to obey, Shema, shall not be ashamed, fall short. For he brings a word that is line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring line, to the plummet. And it'd be a terror and a vexation for many to understand. But the words they have believed have not been sufficient to cover man's shame. Oh, I wish I could go back into some magic to the word. The word for shame or ashamed means falling short of what is glorious, honorable before the holy name. But you sign a contract with him, with my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, once a covenant is confirmed, the book of Galatians, no man can change anything in it. So if any man seeks to change anything in that covenant, add or take away from it in any way, broken the covenant. Man has broken the agreement. Man has chosen to ignore what is the requirement that we all agree as one with the Maker. Oh, I said I was going to look at Hebrews for a split second. Those scriptures 4 and 2, it says that the gospel, Moshe preached the gospel, preached even what is the eventuation and expectation of his people, knowing that there's a need to come out from all the polytheist differences of the nations. Wow. It talks about Most High establishing a day, even the Shabbat, which the word Shabbat means to complete. It means to seek peace. After a pure and complete word offering one consummate choice for all people. Called it a provocation in the wilderness. I said it called it a provocation in the wilderness when men did not focus after that manner. Call it a temptation. And many, many men's bones lay in the wilderness. It talked about my brothers and sisters, the anticipation of a great day that Moshe and Joshua did not bring forth. I'm talking about Joshua 22:6, 1 through 6. It talks about that Joshua, the son of Nun, some texts confuse that too. They put in the word Jesus. Oh, I wish we could talk about that. Messiah was never Jesus Christos. He was never a polytheist Greco-Roman Druidic idea after the various ideas of the nations. Instead of Yahashua, the son of Nun, is where it's translated. Look at the NASB or any text that uses Dead Sea Scroll. If Yahashua, the son of Nun, had given them rest, which Israel did not come to full peace, as is planned in the latter days, then King David, who came after Yahashua, would not have had to speak of another time that is to be looked for and expected. So it says, to the day which is called the day, as hold steadfast this true covenant, common agreement, common expectation of the day when truly, my brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 11th chapter, one will come forth after the Spirit of the Most High to speak. Not according to what ordinary eyes and ears hear, see after worldly example, but that there might be peace, my brothers and sisters, even bringing the tribes of Israel and Judah together again as one, according to what we also see in Jeremiah 30th through 31st chapter, that there may be a covenant again for our people. And when the scriptures talk about the idea that he drives up all the rivers, that is all the various mindscapes of men. That men might all come together at the word that is plain, not obstacled by the various mountains and kingdoms and pits and pitfalls of man. That man might see straight, plainly, like looking across a plain, how to go straight to the path. Oh, but who is it, my brother? Who is it, my brothers and sisters? The scriptures say in Isaiah 44 through 45 would do this. You ever stop to consider why it is that most today don't even know anything about the title of him who was called the Kirti, the one who comes like the rising sun, to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all those who hide the truth from you? It's amazing, my brothers and sisters. It's truly amazing that most have not caught on to all these things. They would have you not to understand the prophecies in Isaiah 40 through 43, 44 through 45 through 46 in particular, to know who it is that Messiah said he is when he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star, Revelation 22:16 through 21. And I will tell you, wherever it is that they did not teach you that word, I said, wherever it is that they did not teach you that very precious word, you weren't even in a church, a place consecrated beyond worldly divisions and anomalies. You were never in a church because where the very word church actually, it relates to those who have the expectation of that one, likened to the rising of the sun to cast out all darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, and who would expose all those who would hide the truth from you. Isaiah 40 through 46 speaks of him well. Scripture calls him the righteous one from the east in Isaiah 40 through 41. And what does it say concerning him? At the hand of the Most High. It says at the hand of the Most High, he will subdue all nations that his people unto him, unto the glory of Yah. Isaiah 45 and 13 has that scripture saying, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Romans 14, 10 through 12 and Philippians 2 and 9 say that is Yeshua. But the rulers have preferred that you not understand that. The rulers have preferred that you not really take fully into consideration Luke 167 through 78. For Messiah is calling that text sunrise, or the one like the rising sun. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the horn of David. And it's called sunrise in some texts, or the day spring from on high. Some text translation. Look at the NASB, NIV. Some texts that actually use the Dead Sea Scroll, and they call him sunrise. Why? Malachi calls him the son of righteousness, 4 and 2, to expose all those who, my brothers and sisters, would rob the Most High by not teaching all that should have been taught. To expose those who make claims that somehow the Most High delights in everyone walking according to his evil ways. What does the scripture say in Malachi? It says that the priests, my brothers and sisters, one day must all be humiliated. The leaders must all be humiliated because they have been partial in the law. And therefore, after partial standards have cast brother against brother, destroying the covenant, when the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, we all have one maker. One Most High made man according to his purpose. And men, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes caught after fallen standards have not delighted when the greater truth would be told. There is a serious, serious problem in this, my brothers and sisters. Did you hear me? In this, there's a serious, serious problem. And we have to get the leaven out. Why do you think it is in Passover we eat unleavened bread? Unleavened bread doesn't have that spoilage of leavened dough, after which the bread becomes quickly afflicted. We're supposed to be partaking of a word, my brothers and sisters, untainted after the effects of this world. We're supposed to be seeking after a word, my brothers and sisters, that is eternal. We're supposed to together that we learn that word, that no false testimony, no false prophet, no false message, no evil message impede our discerning the good message, after which this whole world must come to be agreed in peace. A holy day, my brothers and sisters, a holy feast. Most High called in Leviticus 23 his remembrance. How can we remember perfectly the will of Yah when men in their various gatherings have forgotten that the gathering that is a holy feast, like the gathering in the Passover, gathering all the holy feasts unto the unity of the faith, in anticipation of our being regathered beyond all the illusions that have attacked and twisted and perverted the minds of our people after various allegiances, not even understanding what they do. I repeat again, how can it be that we call ourselves true to the will of one, and yet there be divisions amongst us when the Most High is not divided? There's a reason why the scriptures says it should come to pass. Listen to me. There's a reason why the scriptures say it shall come to pass in the last days. Wow. Joel 2:28-32, which comes to pass in the last days, that all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. And that deliverance is to a remnant whom the Most High has called. It's also then, my brothers and sisters, those who respond to that call rightly. Why does it say it should come to pass in the last days, that those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be saved? Something they wouldn't talk to you about, my brothers and sisters, in your churches. if you want to call them that, synagogues of Satan. My brothers and sisters, do we not understand that the word Yehuda actually refers to those who would praise or honor the Most High fully? And there are many who, whom the scriptures call the synagogue of Satan, who don't seek the perfect will of Yah, do not seek to honor him fully according to who he is, who say they are of Yah, but are the synagogue of Satan, falling short. Testimonies that never liberate the mind fully unto what the Most High declared. How many get the point? How many get the point? You're going to have to wake up, my brothers and sisters, to seek the whole truth. Scripture says it shall come to pass in the last days that all they who call upon the name of the Most High. How about the whole covenant, the promise of the Most High, the expectation that we should look forward to, that all lies be cast down and the truth shall reign. All call upon the name of the Most High, the whole covenant contract shall be together, saved, delivered from every fallen standard, made one, whole, even true to the one spirit, because nobody deserves the Holy Spirit that will teach all things that has no intent to seek all things and see the maturation thereof. It says, come to pass in the last days that all they who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. Scripture speaks of what is called the times of the Gentiles. Messiah talked about in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21, talks about the times of the Gentiles shall come to an end. If they translated it right in Romans 11, 25 to 27, it talks about man being, even Israel being blinded, all nations being blinded till Messiah returns, when the time of the Gentiles comes to an end, in expectation of a renewing of the mind. I'm talking about Romans 11, 25 to 27 to 12 and 4. A renewing of the mind. Isaiah 46 talks about, hey, bring it again to mind, O you sinners, O you transgressors. Yeah. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, we don't want to remember what the Most High declared from the beginning. We failed the covenant. Isaiah 46, 8 through 13. So it come to pass in the last days that all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. Huh. The scriptures in the book of Joel talk about the years of the locusts in some texts. Did they tell you the word, the meaning of that word locust? Yeah, I'm sure that most didn't. Scripture talks about the times of the Gentiles in Matthew 24, Luke 21. If they translated rightly, Romans 11, 25 to 27 to 12 and 4. Where it finally says, in the 14th chapter, carrying on, that the time must come, the Jew and Gentile must all become like-minded, obedient unto Yah, word and deed. That's some of Romans 15, 1 through 5 and 17 through 18. That's the truth of the gospel, the word of peace that must exceed all nations. Why is it said to come to pass in the last days that all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, it is because of the name of the Most High, only to preserve the leavenous, spoiled vanities, corruptions against the true meaning of the word. That was not divine intent. Messiah is not the layerings of lies that men have spoken to their own ambitions. Scripture says, in the last days Messiah will come, that unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear to the glory of Yah his Father. Oh, why did they put that verse in? Why is that verse? At Isaiah 45, 23, concerning that one whose title they translated Cyrus. Boy, they're trying to really mess with your minds. That word actually relates to the idea who one comes, who comes like the rising sun, the Kerti, Ker meaning sun, Tis meaning rise. The one who comes to bring the fullness of the light. One who casts aside the imitators, let's just say the pretenders, who never cast out all the darkness but always preserve some. Oh, I wish I had time to talk about Isaiah 14, because it's actually a mockery against a devil who pretends to bring all the light but is still the prince of darkness. Oh, what does it say about the rulers, my brothers and sisters? In the day when the lies are exposed, so that even the earth will cast them out of their tombs. If they tell you about this, my brothers and sisters, that you might seek the Most High for who he is. Why does it say again that you must come and pass in the last days that all those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered? It's to a remnant whom the Most High has called, those who respond wisely, who responded wisely. It is called because, my brothers and sisters, for a long time, men have called upon the name of the Most High, but have not sought to come fully out from the lies of Egypt. Read the commandments. First, he is the Most High who would lead you out of the, out from the darkness. Out from bondage to the minds of those being polytheists or double-minded. We need to talk a bit about Jacob. They translated it James 1:1-8. It says, though we be scattered among the nations, after the varying ideals of the nations, faith does not being double-minded, doubting after the various ideals of the nations. Faith must have its perfect work to bring us beyond all these misconceits. Faith must be faithful to one. It says, let faith in him who is one beyond all man's differences. Faith, my brothers and sisters, faithful unto one, must have its complete, perfect, pure work. If any man be double-minded, not seeking that fullness, it is treacherous, my brothers and sisters. His oath unto the Most High is still to preserve some corruption, some fallen standard with which the Most High cannot be fully pleased. And he said, let not such a one even think he'll receive anything from the Most High. In other words, he might petition for the greater truth, but why would he, the Most High, grant someone the truth? And the end result is they only want to corrupt it after their lesser standards. Messiah said it himself. Yohanan 17:1-9, he said, make no request for those who will not listen. If folks will not listen, it's often because they think they already know enough and not knowing all they need to know. And the end result is not oneness. That is the petition, the Shema petition that is in Yohanan 17. He said he would, in fact, the scriptures actually relate between the 16th and 17th chapter of Yohanan. The Messiah gave his very life that men might receive the Spirit, recognizing that those who persecuted him were evil. That means, my brothers and sisters, like Yohanan 7:7 saying, you see, my testimony that the works, the doctrines, the ideals, the standards of this world are evil. Unless men really recognize those standards are not fully what the Most High declared, that men are inclined to still walk after the evil, the leaven, the corruption that we ought to walk beyond. Besides, I make no request for those who will not listen. Wherefore, listen is also who will not obey, who will not understand, who always want to take something other than the foundation and intents of a word and twist it after another idea. I say, I make no request for them, but those who want to be true to the eventuation the Most High declared. They gave his life to be, they put down Lord. Well, the word actually means master, judge of all, owner. Wow. Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Why? Because he is, unto the honor of his Father's name and all the Father has declared. One who declares all these things, knowing that the Most High cannot be pleased until all that is divine truth is restored to mind. Wow. Scripture calls him surnamed, even by the name of the Most High. In Isaiah 45. Talks about it again in Isaiah 49. But so often people haven't understood the meaning of that scripture that says, He gave them power to become sons of Yah. Gave them power to see beyond the misconceits of man, especially those who believe in his name. Wow. If I were to go to Yohanan, 14th chapter, he said, that day you know that I'm with my Father. In other words, he's true to his Father's will. He said that he and his Father are one accord. John, Yohanan 1:1-5 says, in the beginning was the Word was with Yah. The promise is true to Yah. For my brothers and sisters, the scriptures relate, the Messiah says, in that day you will know that I am with my Father. Yeah, 17th chapter says that he has revealed his name to them, and the day must come that they must know that he is with Yah, and that he is with them, that he is with man, that there might be a healing of human conscience. A healing, my brothers and sisters, that cannot occur when men refuse to hear, but it's perfect reproof. It says it's come to pass in the last days, and all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. And it's to a remnant when the Most High is called. It talks about the ends of the years or the times of the locusts. Wow. Did you not know, my brothers and sisters, the word for beast? And the difference between man and beast is that man is supposed to be able to reason after a spirit that can commune, be atoned, attuned as one with the mind of the maker and not dissuaded. The word for beast in the scripture, my brothers and sisters, the word for locust in the scripture, what do locusts do? For all that men might plant, they come and devour it. And my brothers and sisters, they come in a swarm, and in a matter of a short time, all the crops that are planted over the course of months could be gone, and very difficult is it to stop them. We've talked about the years of the locust, dearth. Amos 8, what is it, 10 through 11, 11 through 12. Scriptures talk about a time when men will look for the word of Yah, the pure, perfect word and promise of Yah, will not find it. So I say the day will come when you will look forward to one of the days of the Son of Man, the light of the Son of Man. Basically saying that men will not find it. Because they're hearing a word tainted, my brothers and sisters, as someone's confusion and darkness. The word for locusts, the word for beasts, what separates man from beasts, but it's the mind of man that's supposed to commune together after the will of Yah, the first word for man being ultimately Manu, man as one with the mind of his maker. But the word for Gentile, my brothers and sisters, yes, the marks of the beasts, the marks of the nations. The word for Gentile, Goy, is also the word for nations, the word for heathen. Those who Israel considered whoever was not familiar with the covenant, like the Gentiles, heathen. Whoever was not true to the expectation that will eradicate all the various nations, denominations, and camps amongst us. Wow. Whoever will not hearken to that standard is not a believer, but one who's crippled by doubts, debates, double-minded, treachery. Why did they tell you that, my brothers and sisters? Why did they tell you that not? How did they hold it from you? They didn't want you to realize that none of these fallen standards has been viable. Even over the course of many, many centuries of generations, it's never been true that anyone was born to establish a new agreement or a new covenant. I will say it again. 90% of all prophecy actually speaks of these latter days. It's always to be the expectation of a people that they prepare for our regathering. As I said before, the Passover, for instance, in the days of unleavened bread, were a celebration and a gathering to look forward to the day of our great regathering, according to a word of truth. And if a word of truth does not bring to mind that men might want to agree in it together, then it means, my brothers and sisters, men have been unbelievers all along. Not a word, my brothers and sisters, that everyone wants to hear. Not a word, my brothers and sisters, that everyone wants to partake of. But even at the Passover Seder, my brothers and sisters, there's oftentimes the partaking of bitter herbs. Revelation 10th chapter. Yohanan on the Isle of Patmos was told to partake of a book, a testimony. Small testimony, but powerful. That would be in his mouth, be it, although because he wanted the truth, sweet as honey, but would make his belly bitter. In other words, my brothers and sisters, everybody's not ready to fully digest the fullness of that truth. We talked earlier about that scripture in Isaiah 28. It actually translates, he would come to them with a speech difficult for those to understand, to which is a terror and a vexation not to seek the whole truth. And everybody wants to accept the fact, my brothers and sisters, the society we live in has blinded the minds and hearts not to seek the whole truth. They tell you the Most High, the creator of heaven and earth, who set all things in order, has no law. Well, what, my brothers and sisters, is it after which we must believe? What is it after which we must learn to cooperate? What is it after which we must learn to reason together? What is preventing that reasoning? If it has not been the variant, miscreant, presumptuous thoughts that enter the minds of men, oftentimes who after their own agendas, don't want you to know that so much of what they've taught you to believe has not been true to the initial idea. Don't want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that if they didn't teach you to look forward to the day, the misconceived that have been all the doctrines that men have trusted, tainted, after the snares of short-sighted men, if they didn't tell you that all this has to be cast aside, that salvation come, then my brothers and sisters, they were not ministers, not intercessors unto the cause of the Most High at all. The very word for minister means one who heals, one who seeks to bring something beyond its sickness, its affliction, its division, its sores, if you will. Seeks to heal mankind beyond his differences. A wise counselor. Messiah, in that scripture called Isaiah 9, called Prince of Peace, wonderful counselor. Word for wonder means that he brings to mind the things that men have not considered, that there might be an agreement again, a restoration unto peace. Even though it says also in that 9 and 16 is that the leaders of the people are those who have caused men to err. How about not see clearly? Isaiah 35 says that after all this, Isaiah 34 talking about the idea that Messiah will return, the Most High will exact his judgment through Messiah, and his anger is against all the nations.
Wow.
How about everything that men have created upon faulty foundations that have kept men from seeing the eventuated truth? Because, like I said, whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, whoever it is, would claim to offer you salvation. Second Cape or Second Peter, second chapter.
Wow.
Whoever would claim to offer you the hope of salvation, having no intent to teach you beyond every lie. These are some of the wickedest, actually, my brothers and sisters, though they wear the suits and ties and the priestly collars, are actually some of the wickedest in the world of all. Didn't the scripture say in Isaiah 11 and in 2 Thessalonians, the Messiah will come to expose the pretense that have caused men to have no love of the truth, to prefer less than all that is righteousness, that he would expose the wicked, and the word for wicked is lawless, those who don't want the whole law. He would expose those who establish traps and snares to hold your mind in bondage. My brothers and sisters, we need to understand something. It was called a provocation in the wilderness. Whenever men were continually distracted not to seek the whole truth. It was called the provocation of the temptation in the wilderness in Hebrews 3rd chapter. that many, because they didn't seek the whole truth. Faith was the one. Their bones lay in the wilderness.
Wow.
How much of us realize, how many of us, my brothers and sisters, realize we're in that same situation today? For years, my brothers and sisters, decades, have I sought to speak and have spoken to men in some of every denomination around, many also Hebrew camps. When you start talking to them about the idea that their words have not been perfectly true under the Most High, and that Messiah must come to rebuke all these varying testimonies, that's when they begin to back down. Malachi rebukes the priests, the pastors, those who are not true intercessors, as it said in Isaiah 59, not true to all the whole word, who don't put upon themselves the whole armor. Talk about Isaiah 59, Ephesians 6. Messiah will come to expose them all by setting a holy standard that the truth of the covenant no longer be forgotten. Even going as far as to say in the 61st chapter, the whatever nation or whatever people, and yes, I'm saying even amongst Israel, who will not see the pure, perfect light of truth that Israel's Messiah would bring. Well, it says in Isaiah 60 and 12, whoever will not hearken to that light will be cut off. And that, my brothers and sisters, has to do with whoever it is. Jew or Gentile, who would still harbor the idea to maintain partial ideals. I'm looking at something. The screen up here says that I have 31 minutes left, and I've been looking at that. Wow, and they just told me I have 90 seconds left, and that was when I first started talking about this. Well, my brothers and sisters, it looks like there's going to have to be a follow-up show to relate more of these ideals that have not been fully considered. But I can only tell you this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has said to me that 60 seconds, that our people have been a sorry lot. He said this to me in his anger. Isaiah 65, people have called upon him, but they have invoked the anger of the Most High by not seeking all that is his will. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to do a follow-up show. The timer for this for blog talk apparently has been inaccurate. But until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, and I plan on putting out another show tomorrow, I can only say in completing this idea, something needs to be said throughout the course of Passover. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, that his whole word be restored to our minds. We see beyond our sins and divisions. That the Most High be praised. Unto the Most High, unto fully as he is, according to all that is his righteousness, my brothers and sisters, let us prepare. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Time to get the leaven out.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind, 'cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I could, I'd make you understand. If I